This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey-o, it's Pat Boyle, and today on the Best of the DA Show, we are breaking down week four of the college football season and a wild, chaotic week three in the NFL. And we start with, are the Dallas Cowboys officially frauds? Plus, it's a momentous Monday, your best audio of the day and sound check, including Scott Hansen just beating a dead horse, pulverizing a dead horse with all the Taylor Swift lyrics references after she was seen in the Chiefs luxury suite. Tay-Tay, T-Swift, and Travis Kelce. It's confirmed. Also, we're stunned with news, advanced analytics, and the epic fail. And yours truly tries to make sense of a Notre Dame loss that really was a Notre Dame win. It's all right. Notre Dame, 11-1. They'll be in the college football playoff. So get us now. Like Deion Sanders said after they got blown out by Oregon over the weekend. Get us now. Because we're coming. All right. And you know what else is coming? The Best of the DA Show. It's a Monday. It's now.
Dallas Cowboys. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys. Here we were talking about Super Bowls. Micah Parsons says, Lawrence Taylor. NFC Championship games haven't come around very often since the mid-90s, but this was going to be the team that changes all that. I mean, how could you possibly doubt a squad that had outscored its opponent 70-10 in the first 2 weeks? This was definitely a different Cowboys team, and everywhere I looked, the Cowboys were maybe the best team in football, certainly top three team atop the early power rankings. Oh, yeah, it was good to be a Cowboy these days. And then they ran into Josh Dobbs, Jonathan Gannon, and the immovable objects known as the Arizona Cardinals. Is Dallas officially a fraud again? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Trips formation to Dobbs right. Snap to Dobbs. Going to hand it off to Moore. Big hole up the middle. 40, 35, 30, 20. Far side 10. Moore to the house. Touchdown Cardinals. A 45-yard run. We have been waiting for an explosive play from Rondale Moore. There it is, and the Cardinals lead it 15-3.
I think it was, you know, clear from the start that they were going to test the middle of our run defense. So, yeah, I mean, it's something we got to be better at, and we know that's going to be the challenge.
They're going for fourth and four instead of trying the 3 points. Din in here. Prescott with a snap, looks around. He'll run out to the right. Throws on the run from the five into the end zone. Ball's on the ground, incomplete, and they'll turn it over on downs and get no points.
I mean, we're not executing, obviously, the way we like to. I got to do a better job, obviously. That starts with me. You know, they were playing this really, really, high in coverage. So that's why, you know, we were committing to the run, which, you know, I felt, you know, a lot of times we had to go the length of the field. We backed off in some shot plays and everything, but, yeah, we need to do a better job.
Third and goal at the six, but it's two down territory. Snap is back. Prescott looking. Now he's throwing in the end zone. It's intercepted. Kazir White intercepted it on the pass to the post.
The discipline and the penalties. The numbers in the first half were, you know, obviously something that was difficult to deal with. They scored four touchdowns. We had one touchdown, three field goals. You know, that's the scoring component of it. But, you know, when you get into the situational stuff and how we feel teams are going to attack us, we have to learn from this because, I mean, it's going to be an every week challenge.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Okay, you heard Brad Sham there on Cowboys Radio. You also heard Mike McCarthy as well, and that was Dave Pasch on Cardinals Radio. This was a cavalcade of mistakes, poor plays, poor execution by the Cowboys. And who knows where to even begin, but we could start with Josh Dobbs had never won a football game before yesterday. Never. He's been in the league 7 years. He's never won a football game as a starting quarterback. That's a first. Also, the Cardinals hadn't won a home game in nearly a year. You got to go back to this time last season when the Cardinals won a home game. That's how bad they've been. Also, you heard McCarthy mention the penalties. Oh my goodness, were they sloppy? Were they just completely unfocused? Oh my God, it was one mistake after another mistake, one penalty after another penalty, and the way the Cardinals gashed the interior of the supposed greatest defense in football, man, that was easy. The Cardinals ran for 222 yards yesterday as the Cowboys committed 13 penalties. The Cards had 98 from James Conner, had 55 from Dobbs, had 54 from Rondale Moore. I mean, they couldn't stop running it, and they busted big ones. Dobbs had a 44-yarder. Moore had a 45-yarder. Conner had a 26-yarder. So the Cardinals challenged the Cowboys in the teeth, in the heart of this supposed elite defense, and they collapsed on it. And I'm supposed to believe that this is a Super Bowl Cowboys team. Hey, I know everybody could have a bad day. I know that there are no super teams in the NFL. But you're the Dallas Cowboys, and the Cardinals led from start to finish. And this right here is why I have always paused and hesitated on ever believing in the Cowboys, and I'll continue to do so on this team. Because they are always cart before the horse. Always. It's a Cowboys team that, aside from the brief time of Bill Parcells coaching, always believed they were greater than they were. Egos galore. Starts with the owner. And so they come into a game against an 0-2 Cardinals squad. And guess what? They should have been woken up by the way the Cardinals played last week against the Giants. The fact that the Cardinals led the Giants to the half by 20 points and made it hard on the Giants should have meant that the Cowboys could not be surprised that the Cardinals might be competitive. And yet it was like they thought Arizona would just roll over and die from day one. And they didn't. I give Arizona a lot of credit. I have clowned Jonathan Gannon all offseason. We've made fun of Josh Dobbs and company. The Cardinals trying to tank. The Cardinals are trying to lose. The Cardinals are trying to go 0-17. And yet, they have played three competitive games. Okay? They had a chance to beat the Commanders week one. They led the third quarter against the Giants 28-7, and now they flat out beat the Cowboys. They're not nearly as bad as I have made them out to be and made fun of them for. But still, for Dallas to put up 16 measly points and to let the Cardinals win post to pillar tells me that Dallas came into this game feeling itself, as it normally does, and getting ahead of itself, as it normally does, and it was punched in the mouth and couldn't respond. And if they're going to win a Super Bowl, it is going to have to be taking every opponent seriously and the defense carrying the day. And it was far from it on both fronts yesterday, which is why I will never believe this version of the Dallas Cowboys, and maybe ever any version of the Dallas Cowboys. But such is life. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Now, I can dish a beating, and I can take a beating, all right? The Cowboys laying 12.5 was one of the Wizards' plays this weekend. And as you may note now, that's a big L.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
The other play on the NFL day was the Commanders +6. That's a big L. Let's go back to Saturday's action, shall we? When the Wizard believed in Colorado +21. That's a big L. And Ole Miss, Alabama. This was a number, a play, that the Wizard wasn't even aware of before doing research on Thursday night before Friday's show for the picks and going through the BetQL tip sheet for this weekend and found BetQL's play of the day being first half over 27.5, Ole Miss Bama. And the Wizards here going, well, you know what? The Wizards' instincts have been pretty poor this year, and BetQL is this wonderful Odyssey product. BetQL has its own network here. In fact, there's a number of CBS Sports Radio affiliates that have been pushed over to the BetQL radio network, and all I ever hear is that the BetQL people know all the things that I don't know and that it's just incredible programming, and this is the type of place that you got to go for your tip sheets and your insights and your plays. And I'm thinking, well, this sounds like one of them. I mean, who's even playing first half totals in Ole Miss Bama? So the Wizards dialing this up going, you know what? Yeah, let's trust them. I mean, they're in-house. They're our company. They got credibility, supposedly. They're sending out tip sheets all over the place. Internally, the company's going, yeah, BetQL. All right, let's do it. 27.5. The Wizard played the overs. BetQL told him to, and it was 7-6 at half. That's a big L. So this weekend, the Wizard went 0-4, which followed up a 1-3 last week and an 0-4 on week one, which means I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. You ate the entire wheel of cheese? The Wizard is now 1-11 through 3 weeks. I hope you're fading this guy. I really do. I hope you're fading this guy. Because this is extraordinary. I mean, every one of these bets lost. It wasn't even a push. These aren't even like anytime scoring touchdowns where it just didn't happen. This was the wrong side of the play every single play.
This is really pathetic.
Oh, so the Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
On an opposite heater like I've never seen. I've never seen an opposite heater like this. This is a freezer of epic proportions. 2-0-4s, 1-1-3, the entire football season in terms of public plays. The Wizard has only one win. Now, thankfully for yours truly, I don't always just play the Wizard's plays. I take the Wizard's plays, and because I am a man of my word, I do play all the Wizard's picks. But I also play my own picks sometimes, and thankfully, those have been hitting. Now, it would be nice if maybe I could switch in the ones that actually work for the ones that don't, but we'll work on that. It is time to start fading the Wizard myself. I need to take the Wizard's picks and just flip them and say, this is what he thinks, this is what I think. Let's take the opposite.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Smiling like Little Mo every morning. It's a momentous Monday.
Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're round it.
I just think people should know that if you stay positive, everything will be fine. You just eat, drink, and breathe positive thoughts. That's all you gotta do, and everything will be good.
Well, the New York Jets took one on the chin yesterday, and their season certainly looks like it's on life support. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not all that important because the Jets behind the scenes have done some amazing things for some young people that have been handed a tough lease on life. As Steve Politi from the New Jersey Bergen Herald, Bergen Record at NJ.com wrote about recently, they have welcomed with open arms a number of young people in the New York Tri-State area to come visit for practice and talk to the players and really been treated like superstars. He wrote about Braylon Hodgson, who had an aggressive form of cancer in the brain stream, diagnosed about a year ago. And unfortunately, it's something that only affects young people, children, and it's pretty rare. And he lives in New Jersey. He has undergone treatments. He's fighting it hard. But the Jets caught wind of this and said, you got to come down here and visit. And Braylon has suffered a pair of brain hemorrhages and was really weak for a time being, but he finally got his strength back. He's in a wheelchair, and they had him come down and meet everybody behind the scenes to get some signed gear and meet Rodgers and meet Sauce Gardner and meet Robert Saleh and a bunch of other people right before the season began. It's a pretty special story, and you know, a lot of different teams do these types of things. I just think it's important to highlight them whenever possible because, you know, it's easy just to sit here for me and to take out the whipping stick and beat up on all these teams and players because they stink, they lose, they're bums, what have you. But, you know, that's really, in the grand scheme of things, not all that important. What's important is what is happening off of the football field, off of the sports fields, and what they're doing for people, communities, and young people. And I was happy to see this story and many others like it where, you know, school programs, universities, and professional sports teams just using what they have, a chance to heighten somebody's life, to bring some juice to people that, you know, need it, specifically kids, always makes me happy. So for Braylon Hodgson, I wish him the best. I know that all of you guys do as well upon hearing this story. And I appreciate Steve writing about this story, and I appreciate the Jets having Braylon come in and visit and spend time with him because he's been through a lot recently, and I know that that really made his day. So that was a cool story, and I thought was certainly appropriate for Little Momentous Monday. It reminded me a lot of my friend Little Mo, which inspired this segment himself. A lot to get to this morning here on the show. If you want to jump in on the old Twitter machine, it's DA on CBS. or on the phone. It's 855-212-4CBS. Iron Man Sean says, well, hell, if Notre Dame won their game, then Clemson definitely won. And Lou Holtz is playing linebacker. Can't wait until Notre Dame loses in Death Valley, Pat Boyle. Winning. Wow. Sean, Iron Man Sean going after Boyle's Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Big bad Death Valley as if he didn't just blow a game on Saturday at home. Mm. Notre Dame lost on the final play.
Mm. Well, technically Clemson did as well in overtime.
Yeah, but the way Notre Dame quote-unquote lost, again,
quote-unquote,
right. In my estimation, that was a win.
Jason tweets, 2023 PBI preseason, midseason, and postseason rankings. Number one, Notre Dame. Number two through number 133, quote, everybody else sucks. That's the Pat Boyle Index rankings. Number one, Notre Dame. Number two through 133, everybody else sucks.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, welcome back. And a little reminder, there is no simulcast today. Digital team off for Yom Kippur. We'll be back on the old simulcast tomorrow. We begin Soundcheck with James Lofton, our friend from the NFL on CBS. As James Lofton in the booth calling his game, what do we got from Lofton?
Mike McDonald has done an excellent job blitzing early in this game.
Why don't we play that one more time? What was Lofton discussing there?
Mike McDonald has done an excellent job blitzing early in this game.
Okay.
Figured that was a nice little warm-up clip for us.
Sets. Just a nice little way to ease into sound check there.
Excellent job.
Such an excellent job. She sells seashells down by the seashore. Such an excellent job.
Excellent.
It is. Okay, next, the NFL on CBS has Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. Why they were calling Patriots Jets, I have no idea. I mean, wouldn't they rather be anywhere else but 0-2 versus 1-1 at rainy, disgusting MetLife Stadium? But again, this is where they were stationed. Jets fans getting real stressed out about the season. Here's Nantz and Romo.
Jets fans are furious, Tony.
Oh, I mean, you can see it on the face, the frustration, and look at, you know you're frustrated when your teeth come out.
Get a grip.
No, my. Our pets' heads are falling off. Our teeth are falling out. Our quarterback plays like a paper doll thrown into a puddle.
DA, did you happen to see this? This old guy literally starts screaming and his dentures start falling out of his mouth. and Nantz just goes, get a grip.
Easy for you to say, Nantz. You don't have to watch Zach Wilson every week. All right, more broadcast work here for Soundcheck. Here is Scott Hansen, the host of Red Zone, the Red Zone channel, as Taylor Swift was in the suite yesterday to watch her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, play for the Chiefs. Here's Hansen.
I'm just going to let that sit there. I could say things, but I've got nothing. It's just a total blank space in my head right now. I'm sorry. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
No, and the studio's all reacting now. Look what you made me do. All right, backing up here, Travis Kelce.
Now, didn't Iron Eagle already do the blank space last week for a Kelce touchdown? Didn't we play that on the air?
Yes.
So, I mean, can you really go back to the well if a broadcaster's already used the blank space joke? Can you really go back to the well by using the same exact blank space? Has like 1,000 different songs.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, you talk about pulverizing a dead horse with three back-to-back-to-back cringeworthy references. I mean, Scott Hansen chose violence yesterday. He saw Taylor Swift was in the luxury suite, and he says, you know what? For anybody out there that's thinking about making Taylor Swift references, Taylor Swift lyrics references with her and Travis Kelce, for Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olsen recalling that game, whatever they might say, I'm going to take all of it and kill it in one 30-second clip.
I wonder if this is now going to become the thing where all these dudes that know Taylor Swift either through their wives or their daughters or something like this think that they're being cool or cute or hip, and now every time there's a Kelce highlight or a shot of Taylor in the box, now have to start dropping song titles or album titles like they know something. I mean, if I feel like we're on the verge of this being a real annoying trend throughout broadcasting.
It's already annoying, DA. If you heard the Sunday Night Crew on NBC, they were 10 times worse than what Hansen was yesterday. Jason Garrett with his plastic face talking about bad blood the second they started rolling up Chiefs and Bears clips. I'm like, I'm over this already. It's going to make me hate Taylor Swift, and I got nothing against her. She's just catching strays over here.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem. I don't mind Taylor Swift at all either. And in fact, I admire her quite a bit. I mean, just her, what she does, her catalog of hits, her 3.5-hour performances. I mean, she's right now top of the world. So she's just crushing it. But this is always dangerous where a pop culture phenomenon, aside from Erez, floats into the sports universe, and then a bunch of nerdy sports guys want to capitalize on the one thing that they know that's happening in pop culture and then just start making jokes about it nonstop. It's going to be an issue. This is already an issue. It's going to be an issue. Finally, sounds like we have a clip from a WFAN sports update from over the weekend as Rutgers and Michigan battled in the Big Ten. Michigan with an easy victory over Rutgers. Here's the clip.
Coming up in about half an hour right here on The Fan is some local college football action. And it does figure to be a good one as Rutgers hosts second-ranked Michigan. Both teams are undefeated so far. And at a minimum, it should be a good showcase opportunity for the Scarlet Knights. Jim Harbaugh will make his season debut for the Wolverines after missing the first three games due to a self-imposed suspension by the university. Kickoff is set for noon. Pregame coverage gets underway at 11:30. It's 59 degrees and cloudy in Midtown Manhattan. That's what's happening with sports flashes at the top of every hour. I'm Jack Stern.
I'm leaving.
I just want to make sure I caught this correctly and I didn't hear something wrong. Did I hear a Harbaugh in there?
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, but even before that, I mean, that's the headline. But before that, that game, I'm pretty sure, was in Ann Arbor.
Correct. Rutgers hosts second-ranked Michigan.
Right.
Yeah, that's factually incorrect right off the bat.
Right. And then there's even the tiny thing of self-imposed suspension by the university. Can't have those two things. The university can impose it, but self-imposed means Harbaugh suspended himself.
You heard me wrong?
I think you mean Harbaugh.
Correct. I'm sorry.
And Jim, you know what? Harbaugh.
I've made the mistake. I've confused Jim and John more than once, but I've always gotten Harbaugh correct.
Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Come on. That's inexcusable.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Harbaugh.
I don't know what to do. Guys, help me out here. I don't know what to do.
I can't, because anything I say is going to be super mean and, like, I'm going to sound like a jerk. I can't. I'm out.
Ark Manning.
It's almost impossible to believe at this point that we keep getting these.
Kai Horton.
Like, it's got to be a troll job. It has to be.
I refuse to acknowledge that or even consider it. He can't possibly be an evil genius. There's no way he's sitting down pre-shift and looking around. Here's what I'm going to have in the news. What name can I mispronounce? No.
Kristaps Porzingis.
And these are not misspeaks or tongue twisters. We all have those. That's not what these things are.
Well, okay. Let's not be mean. What do you... Let's... Benefit of the doubt. How do you get Harbaugh out of...
Jim Harbaugh?
How do you get Wacko Texas out of anything?
I can defend Wacko Texas.
How?
If you've never been there, you don't know that region of the country.
Then you don't say it.
Well, okay, but that's different. That's just maybe you don't know and you mistakenly said it on the air. But how do you get to Harbaugh? Because I know he knows the Harbaughs because they're everywhere. I mean, we got two of them. Jim has been at 1,000 jobs. He's one of the most famous college football coaches in the country. His brother has won a Super Bowl and has been a 15-year head coach of the NFL. We know that he knows that name. We know that.
Exactly.
How?
So then if it's just like nerves, if he's nervous on the microphone... And it leads to those things. Then we're back to the argument of this is why you don't start your broadcasting career in New York on WFAN.
And Wacko.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're, if these are, if this is just like, you know, working out the kinks, whatever, you're supposed to do that in Peoria, not here.
Like, imagine, like, how did... I wish a conversation came up in the newsroom at some point in the last however long he's been here where he tries to talk about, you know, how good he thinks the Ravens will be because Coach John Harbaugh is a good coach, or how good Michigan will be because of Jim Harbaugh.
Because Harbaugh.
Then, yeah, because if you hear a Harbaugh in the newsroom, at least you can say, what did you just say? Rather than we hear it on a gigantic sports radio station.
I don't know.
With a factually incorrect statement of where the game is being played right before that.
And you know, again, even, and I've done that.
It's a troll job.
No, there's no way he's doing that on purpose. There's no way.
Everybody makes
mistakes. Everybody flips home and away. Although, listen, I picked the Jaguars yesterday. I didn't even see the Dolphins or the Chiefs. Everybody can be an idiot every once in a while. But we were stringing together multiple mistakes in one 90-second update, and it happens every weekend. There's no way that he is some kind of evil mastermind that he's just putting these out there, because you wouldn't do it three times one update either. You'd go, that's too much. Let me just give him Harbaugh for now.
I don't know. I think he's a showman. I think he really wants to get it as wrong as possible.
I think that you know nothing this morning based on Notre Dame 1 and Jack, some kind of evil genius.
Showman. Well, look, I like Jack a lot, and I hope he does really well. And, yeah, I'm a brain fart or something, but it's just amazing that now every time that something happens, it just gets stacked on top of the pile. I mean, it's just... It's a tough one, and that is your sound check.
DA, can you give me the rest of the day off since you're granting days off? Can I just go home? Because I've probably done, like, I don't know, 10,000 updates, and Jack's done 10, and we basically are the same person.
Jim Harbaugh.
Wow, that's it.
What do you mean you're the same person?
Big-time midlife crisis you're having here, Bose.
We have, like, yeah, absolutely. Pour it on. We have almost the same job.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I have benefits. That's the only difference.
You are full time. You're part of shows every single day. You're a widely recognized and reputable broadcaster. You also do Fordham football.
No, that doesn't
basketball.
Count.
You also do Delaware Blue Hens football. Mm. I don't want you to
I believe Jack's
bad.
Taking those shifts too.
You're bogus at the plate. He
doesn't
can't be.
Exist.
We don't have a Jack at the plate.
There is no Bogus at the plate. There's a thing of the past.
Oh, yeah, that did get taken.
Yeah, that's gone, too.
Well, at least you had it.
The Delaware shift is from 3 games to 1 only this fall. It's bad times.
Blue Coats only have 1 home game this year?
Oh, those are the Blue Hens. The Blue Hens. No, they have a full slate of home games. They only need me for 1 of them, though.
No, I think you're wrong. You heard me wrong. I think the stadium's undergoing renovations. They play all road games this year.
That's what they get when you only roll out Joe Flacco for an NFL quarterback in the last 50 years.
Wow, Rich Gannon will punch you.
Rich Gannon was a blue coat?
Yeah, he was a blue hen.
Thanks for showing up,
What kind of mascot is that? A hen? That's our mascot?
Yes.
Now you know why they suck.
It's a chicken.
Look out. The blue hen's coming.
They're fighting blue hens, too.
It's
going to
lay an egg right on your bed if you don't watch out.
What? You know, you're real salty today, Boyle, after that Notre Dame loss.
Yeah, I am.
Your leprechaun gets pantsed on national TV. You're taking shots at blue hens left and right.
Also, Rob the 321 has just sent a really mean tweet to both Jack and our boss, Spike Eskin. I don't want this to turn into that, okay? Rob says, get your facts straight, you big, dumb, stupid idiot. You're the dumbest person ever in the history of radio. Please get him off the air, wasted air. Don't do that, okay? We're just having a good time. It's a good
laugh. Let me do that.
Sound check on Monday. You know, we don't need this to become some type of cyber bullying situation. It's not that big a deal. It's all in good fun. Don't be mean. Let Bogues be mean.
Yeah. Say nice things to me instead. Tell me about Delaware football again.
So yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that's going to put an end to this bit as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So,
not anyone working to improve the updates, just telling us to stop mentioning them.
Well, the updates have been cut down to 60 seconds. The updates have been cut down to 60 seconds. I think the thought is, how much worse can it be?
Okay. They're going to have meetings with us instead of Jeff.
Why aren't you guys mispronouncing these things?
Here's your air check on how you were too mean to the update anchor.
Bogus is going to come back next hour. We go, Texas.
Listen, the problem here is if we give any bad information or wrong information, people think that we're idiots too. They don't get the joke either, so we can't go down that road either.
That's right. That's exactly right. Jack has 3 days worth of shows of us not knowing what the Madden curse is, that there's even a video game. So he's got that holding over us. Who's the idiots now?
Matters of fact.
What's up, Bogues?
Oh, hey, Damon. Good to see you again. So what did it feel like to lose by 50 yesterday in Miami? Here's Broncos old lineman Garrett Bowles.
Tired of losing, man. I've been here for 7 years, and all I've done is loss, and it's frustrating.
He said the S word.
Yeah, I like the particularly enjoyed the part of his response where he went beep.
He said the S word. Can't be on the radio, Pat. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Where do we begin? A 70-20 final yesterday for the Dolphins over Bulls and his Broncos. The fourth team ever to get to 70, and I believe the first team ever with 5 rushing scores and 5 passing tutties in the same game.
Yeah, baby. Oh, let's go, Bogues. Let's go, Bogues.
We also have the Texans rolling through Jacksonville. 30.
Is tutty an alpha term?
Big time.
Okay.
Tutties, tuds.
Ooh, tuds.
Tuds is good.
Okay. I don't know how you make something worse than it already was.
The Texans beat up the Jaguars 37-17. The Browns crushed the Titans 27-3. The Bills hammered the Commanders 37-3. And the Chiefs shamed the Bears 41-10. But somehow that wasn't the worst thing to happen to Chicago this week. Head coach Matt Eberflus.
You know, I just talked to the players in there in the locker room and talked to them about the ability to focus and the ability to fight, you know, for each other. And we got to keep this thing tight in our locker room. That's the most important thing. There's going to be a lot of outside noise, as there always is in the NFL.
Guys, get ready for this. Noon Central on Sunday, Bears and Broncos in Chicago.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Now, with the Cardinals winning yesterday, who do you think is going to get Caleb Williams now? I mean, it doesn't look like the Cardinals are the worst team in football. Not nearly, considering they nearly beat the Giants as well.
Right. I mean, the Bears Broncos? Are terrible. The Broncos are going to win a game somewhere because of Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. The Bears are falling apart. Where do they win? Who do they beat?
Yeah, I'd have to look at their schedule, but you're right. Is it the Jets, though? Are the Jets staring Caleb Williams in the face?
No, I think the Jets already unless they trade up just off of record alone, they already got the one win. Their defense is too good.
But how many more wins could they get? I mean, they lucked into
week one. They'll
beat
the Broncos.
Well, right, and they're going to get more wins than the Bears. That's the problem. Like, they're going to win a couple more games. I don't think the Bears can win three times.
Minnesota's 0-3. Carolina's 0-3. They don't
Carolina is very bad. They're not picking another quarterback, though.
Yeah. And the Vikings don't feel nearly as hapless as the Bears. So, you're right. It's probably Bears-Broncos as a race to the first overall pick.
It's too bad that Kirk Cousins financially doesn't fit here in New York. Could you imagine the Jets trading for him, D.A., and putting him under center here in New York for the rest of the season?
I mean, the season is over right now as it's presently constituted if Zach Wilson's the guy. It just is so clearly over. So the Jets have to do something, and why not swing for the fences like that and bring in Kirk Cousins? Because at least it gives your season some juice. It is dead. It's over. The Jets are a 3-win team with Zach Wilson back there.
The Raiders came
up. Wait, also, Boog, sorry. Here, how about this? Here you go. Game of the year, Christmas Eve, 4:25 on Fox, Bears versus Cardinals.
Look, the Cardinals might not be trash.
Right.
They might not be.
The way they're playing, they're not going to be in. That game's not going to decide anything for them.
Hell, they should have beaten the Giants.
Right.
They're nearly 2-1 with Josh Dobbs. It's unbelievable. They had a chance to win all three games.
It is remarkable.
Right. They could be 3-0. They were winning in Washington. Were they not? They
yes.
were winning in Washington.
They were winning Washington. Third or fourth quarter.
And up 28-7 on the Giants.
That's right. Yeah.
With a message before the season that told everybody, we want to lose every game.
Unless Colt McCoy's that bad, and that's why he's not a Jet either. Maybe they knew what they were doing. Maybe they were improving with Josh Dobbs.
Interesting theory.
Not downgrading.
How humiliating is this that Colt McCoy was so bad, they said Josh Dobbs gives us a better chance to win, and they were right.
and Josh Dobbs has looked pretty damn good.
Not bad. I mean, serviceable. Certainly Zach Wilson's way worse of a quarterback than Josh Dobbs is.
And Josh Dobbs got there on August 25th.
And Josh Dobbs cost like, you know, $25,000.
The Raiders came up short at home to the Steelers 23-18 on Sunday Night Football. Jimmy Garoppolo picked off three times, sacked four, was being evaluated postgame for a concussion. It's unclear when he might have gotten hurt, but there was a heavy hit from T.J. Watt just before halftime. Meanwhile, we're just getting...
such a Garoppolo game, wasn't it, where there's like one or two throws. You're like, oh, you know, okay, all right. And then he throws three into double coverage, including the one that ices the game. You're like, oh, yeah, right, that's Jimmy G.
And a lot of Melissa Stark and NBC telling us how much he loves Vegas, fitting in here. His family flew in for the game last night, and he has that dud as well. We're just getting details, by the way. The Steeler flight home from Vegas, an emergency landing in Kansas City around 4 a.m. local time. Everybody's fine. They'll get to Pittsburgh another way later this morning. Apparently, there was an oil pressure issue in one of the engines leading to the forced landing. Saints QB Derek Carr reportedly has a sprained AC joint. He left in the third quarter at Lambeau with his Saints leading 17-0. The Packers won 18-17. The Cowboys, that we just discussed, took their first loss 28-16 in Arizona. The Falcons took theirs in Detroit 26, and the Ravens got theirs at home from the Colts 22-19 in overtime. Georgia, Michigan, Texas, Ohio State, and FSU, the top five in the new AP College Football Poll, plus number seven, Washington, all got first place votes this week. Six schools the most since the 2016 preseason poll. Notre Dame drops from 9th to 11th for air quotes losing to the Buckeyes on Saturday night.
Yeah, not a good poll. I don't like that poll.
The LA Dodgers still surging towards the postseason.
The 0-1 from Duvall. Line drive, right field. The Dodgers walk it off. Chris Taylor is the hero. The Dodgers win their 96th. It's their seventh walk-off of the year. They're a season-high 37 games over 500. They beat the Giants 3-2 in 10.
That's Charlie Steiner on Dodgers Radio. The Giants, meanwhile, all but eliminated from the wild card chase, 5 games behind the Cubs as the final week of the regular season begins. The Rangers completed their 3-game sweep of the Mariners 9-8, while the Astros were losing again at home to the Royals 3-1. So Texas now leads Houston by 2.5 games atop the AL West. Seattle's a half game behind the Astros for the last wild card spot, and the WNBA best of 5 semifinals began yesterday with the Aces downing the Wings 97-83 and the Sun winning at the Liberty 78-63. And now, boys, we get stoned.
Woohoo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
This one came in from multiple listeners, so thanks to those for sharing. Gil and Warren Press were flying from Paris to Singapore back in June. That's a 13-hour flight. They settle in, ready to go, and the person that sits down next to them has his bulldog with him.
Oh.
And that dog, you know, coming on the heels of that story from, was it last week or the week before, with a couple getting naughty in the bathroom, we switch now to a dog for 13 hours between Paris and Singapore farting. And it's so bad that this couple actually moves out of their fancy seats, goes back to economy to get a break from the farting dog. But their complaints continue, and Singapore Airlines actually refunded $1,400 for their tickets, which they're donating now to a guide dog organization in New Zealand where they're from. But because of this dog and its flatulence, they flew for free from Paris to Singapore.
Yeah, okay, but they were in premier class. They sit down, they're like, wait a second, there's a dog. And the wife says to the husband, you got to get this sorted out because we are not spending 13 hours on a flight next to a bulldog. So he goes to the flight attendants. They go, there's no more space. We can only put you back in the economy cabin. They're like, no thanks, we'll try to ride this thing out. They try to ride it out, and this dog won't stop snorting and farting the entire flight. To the point where they're like, this is, we can't do it anymore. We're choking to death. So they finally take the 2 seats all the way back in the economy. All right. They do this for like probably 8 hours of the 13 or something. 8 hours in economy. After the flight, they're like, yeah, sorry, it was a service dog. They're like, eh, yeah, but we had to sit in economy for 8 hours. You have to refund us. Singapore Airlines comes back and says, okay, here's a travel voucher for the two of you. $73. They're like, no. So they went back and forth. Singapore Airlines came back. All right, $118. They're like, no. Finally, they said, look, we paid more than $1,000 for these seats. We sat in economy because the dog was farting on us. Finally, Singapore Airlines gave them the full refund, which came out to $1,400, which they're now donating. The best part is this quote at the end of the story, where the wife says, I think you have to fight for what you think is right. I will now stand up if I don't think it's correct in any part of life. In this case, what she fought for was a refund because a bulldog was farting on her for 14 hours.
Good. Good for them. That dog was on to something.
You gotta fight for your right to not get farted on by a dog.
That would be devastating, would it not, to know you've got a 13-hour flight and you sit next to a farting bulldog?
And I don't know about you guys. I've smelled some bad dog farts.
Oh, ruthless.
Like, I mean, I feel like most of them are bad. But yeah, like if you're getting bad bulldog farts and it's just straight broccoli or Brussels sprouts in a closed cabin, oh. I would have asked for $14,000, not $1,400, for pain and suffering.
It is devastating.
But who let the gas out? Who?
In general, though, we got to figure this out because my wife is super allergic to dogs, so I'm very sensitive to that side of this. I also understand that people need dogs. Those dogs, service dogs, are not part of this conversation, and they think this is an emotional support dog. I don't think that's ever confirmed. So I've got sympathy for that as well. But
yeah,
I think you should safely buy any plane ticket.
That's right.
Assuming you're not going to sit next to a dog.
That's exactly
And if you have a dog that can't fly or can't travel, you know, otherwise, then you don't go on a plane. Because I can't move my seat. If that dog sat down next to my wife would be in fairly significant, like, medical trouble for 13 hours going to Singapore. How is that okay?
Well, I think you probably mentioned that before the flight begins, Bose.
But how?
You say, hey, my wife has a very bad allergy to dogs. Like, can we please rectify this?
But service animals and emotional support animals have to have a separate part of the plane.
They have to.
Build a whole cabin, but they've got to have, like, a real corner spot. And you can't sell, like, the seat next to him or something like that.
Right.
Because if you have a farting bulldog for 13 hours, you're screwing somebody.
Right. It's not a person. It's an animal.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Okay. What a day. What a day around here.
You're even dying in that chair.
What a day around here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
Okay, guys, we asked you today, do the Taylor Swift puns after Travis Kelce plays or touchdowns, have they already jumped the shark? 65% of you say, yes, enough already. The data department tells us that Taylor Allison Swift from West Reading, PA, has broken over 58 Guinness World Records for her music, including most viewed music video online for Shake It Off and most streamed track on Spotify in the first 24 hours of Look What You Made Me Do. I believe Shake It Off has like 3 billion views on YouTube. The Clive Davis Institute in New York has a course that focuses on the career and cultural impact of Tay-Tay. You can also find similar courses in Belgium, UT Austin, and Stanford. Perhaps why Stanford can't find a home? The ACC, I suppose. At age 11, she performed at a Philadelphia 76ers game and sang the Star Spangled Banner. Is that so? Trust the process. All right, so our stunt to a news today was a couple on a Singapore Airlines flight from France, which was going to take 13 hours, were stuck next to a farting bulldog. And it was so heinous, they had to move back to economy from their hoity seats up front. It's a whole big thing. Here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
We switch now to a dog for 13 hours between Paris and Singapore farting. And it's so bad that this couple actually moves out of their fancy seats, goes back to economy to get a break from the farting dog. But their complaints continue, and Singapore Airlines actually refunded $1,400.
Bad lens regurgitating what was in his mouth.
Ew! Because of this dog and its flatulence, they flew for free from Paris to Singapore.
You dog!
They try to ride it out, and this dog won't stop snorting and farting the entire flight, to the point where they're like, this is, we can't do it anymore. We're choking to death.
Excuse me.
We were all left, no pun intended, with a sour taste in our mouths.
The wife says, I think you have to fight for what you think is right. I will now stand up if I don't think it's correct in any part of life. In this case, what she fought for was a refund because a bulldog was farting on her for 14 hours.
Good. Good for them. That dog was on to something.
You got to fight for your right to not get farted on by a dog.
Holy smokes.
Give me a pair of sewing scissors and a half a bottle of dish soap. Let me go to town, baby.
Ooh, let the gas out.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Okay. What a day. What a day around
you're,
here.
You're even dying in that chair.
Step off a curb. Get hit by a bus.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
We started off the show talking about the Cowboys' inexcusable loss to the Cardinals. Now, the Wizard has learned the hard way that you should not fade the flock. This was something coming into the season that seemed like easy money to the Wizard. The Wizard has bet against the Cardinals each and every week. The Wizard has lost each and every week. So he will no longer be betting against the flock, which probably means the Cardinals are in for a couple of really bad losses. Either way, the Cowboys were 12.5-point favorites in this game and lost by 12 points. And this was a game in which the Cardinals led from start to finish and drove the football right down the Cowboys' throats. Couple of things here make me terribly worried about anybody that believes the Cowboys are a Super Bowl team. Number one, what's their strength? Defense. Particularly, their defensive line and linebackers. And the Cardinals pounded it right into the teeth of the defense time and time again to the tune of 222 yards. Now, did you know that apparently the 2023 Cardinals are the 72 Dolphins with Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka and Jim Kick? Did you have any idea they were the 78 Steelers with Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer? Did you have any idea that this is apparently the greatest running football team of all time? The 73 Bills, 2,000 yards with OJ in 14 games. To allow 220 yards on the ground is humiliating. But to do it to James Conner and Rondale Moore? Are we kidding? Number two. The Cowboys committed 13 penalties. Sloppy play. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy play. And the Cardinals got out to a lead early and led throughout. So the Cowboys were chasing the entire game. This was, to me, an example of the Cowboys sleepwalking into a game, reading all of their headlines, believing in all of their attention, believing in all of their hype. After two blowout victories to start the season, someone placed them atop the NFL power rankings as the best team in the league, and then believing all of that and thinking they could just waltz into Arizona and sleepwalk their way through an easy victory. And what always haunts the Cowboys? This. Getting ahead of themselves, talking Super Bowl in September, assuming things, taking teams lightly, taking teams for granted. What did we see in the last two playoff losses to the Niners? Start slow. They start slow. And this is what happened last night. And I just think this is the Cowboys' DNA. It happens with Jerry at the helm. They believe in all of their fan fiction and that they're this much better than everybody else. And look at this. That is humiliating. And that is the sign of a team that doesn't have the guts of a winner. If you let the Cardinals lead start to finish and you let them run for 220 yards, I thought it was a pathetic, humiliating effort and something that cannot be forgotten this season by anybody observing the Cowboys. Now, to be fair, like I said, maybe the Cardinals are better than I ever gave them credit for. They had a chance to win all three games to start off the season. No longer will the Wizard fade the flock, or at least that's what he tells me. But there's still no excuse for what happened. If Daniel Jones can come back from down 20 against the Cardinals, then this Cowboys team should have been able to score more than 16 points yesterday. Absolutely pathetic. I appreciate those of you that usually watch the show on YouTube. Today, no simulcast because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be back on simulcast starting tomorrow, so fear not for the rest of the week. The Wizard went 0-4 yesterday, making it 1-11 for the season. My friend Tom Abraham, fellow talk show host and a mentor of mine, says, do you know how difficult that is, DA? Ride that train, my friend. You know what? Maybe I will. All right, that'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Pat Boyle, your executive producer. Thanks to Carlos with a K Ortiz on the Wheels of Steel. And thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We will see you tomorrow on Trash Tuesday. I'm DA and the Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.